Thousands of residents from Queens and beyond lined up for a rare glimpse inside the New York State Pavilion, built 50 years ago for the World's Fair. WNYC's Anne-Marie Fertoli reports many of those willing to wait had fond memories of going to the fair as children.
Some say they were willing to wait hours to get just a few minutes of time inside the now-rusting Tent of Tomorrow. Carl Bergmanson, a Queens native, came in from Glen Ridge, New Jersey. He remembers a large terrazzo map of New York State that once covered the floor of the pavilion.
Queens, born and bred, and I wouldn't miss this for the world. This is an iconic piece of architecture, one of the most iconic buildings in all of New York City.
Bergmanson says the opening showed the site has received some love and care from volunteers, and he'd like to see the pavilion in use again in the future. The site has now been designated a national treasure, and while that doesn't protect it from demolition, it does bring important recognition to the site. For WNYC, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli.